Good morning, everyone. And as we gather on this Monday morning, we might offer our prayer in this time of the coronavirus. As we pray, loving and healing God, we, the people of Holy Family Parish, turn to you in prayer, confident that you are with us and with all people in this time. We stand before you as a people of hope, trusting in your care and protection. May your faithful love support us and soothe our anxiety. Gracious God, fill us with compassion and concern for others, both young and old, that we may look after one another in these challenging days. Bring healing to those who are sick with the virus and be with their families. Strengthen and protect all medical professionals caring for the sick and all who work in our medical facilities. Give wisdom to leaders in healthcare and government that they may make right decisions for the well-being of all people. We pray in gratitude for those in our country who will continue to work in the days ahead in so many fields of life for the sake of us all. Bless them and keep them safe. O God of creation and life, we place ourselves in your protection. May the mantle of your peace enfold us this day and every day, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we begin the prayer of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And welcome to Holy Family Church here in South Pasadena. We're delighted you're back to join us for our morning Mass on this beautiful Monday morning. And as we offer our Mass this morning, we offer it for the intentions of Jasmine Whitney. Remember Jasmine Whitney in a special way in our Mass this morning, as we also remember in our prayers the anniversary of Renee Kidd. We pray for all those living and dead as we offer our Mass today. And today we have a first reading and gospel reading which kind of echo each other. In both cases, somebody has been set up. We have Susanna in our first reading, the woman caught in adultery in our gospel. Both experience the intervention and the salvation of God. At the beginning of Mass, we ask God's forgiveness too for our own faults and failings. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And let us pray. O God, by whose wondrous grace we are enriched with every blessing, grant us so to pass from former ways to newness of life, that we may be made ready for the glory of the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
We listen now to God's word.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. The assembly condemned Susanna to death. But Susanna cried aloud, "O eternal God, you know what is hidden and are aware of all things before they come to be. You know that they have testified falsely against me. Here I am about to die, though I have done none of the things with which these wicked men have charged me." The Lord heard her prayer. As she was being led to execution, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young boy named Daniel, and he cried aloud, "I will have no part in the death of this woman." All the people turned and asked him, "What is this you are saying?" He stood in their midst and continued, "Are you such fools, O children of Israel, to condemn a woman of Israel without examination and without clear evidence? Return to court, for they have testified falsely against her." Then all the people returned in haste. To Daniel, the elders said, "Come, sit with us and inform us, since God has given you the prestige of old age." But he replied, "Separate these two far from each other, that I may examine them." After they were separated, one from the other, he called one of them and said, "How you have grown evil with age! Now have your past sins come to term, passing unjust sentences, condemning the innocent, and freeing the guilty, although the Lord says, 'The innocent and the just you shall not put to death.' Now then, if you were a witness, tell me under what tree you saw them together." "Under a mastic tree," he answered. Daniel replied, "Your fine lie has cost you your head, for the angel of God shall receive the sentence from him and split you in two." Putting him to one side, he ordered the other one to be brought. Daniel said to him, "Offspring of Canaan, not of Judah, beauty has seduced you, lust has subverted your conscience. This is how you acted with the daughters of Israel, and in their fear they yielded to you. But a daughter of Judah did not tolerate your wickedness. Now then, tell me, under what tree you surprised them together?" "Under an oak," he said. Daniel replied, "Your fine lie has cost you also your head, for the angel of God waits with a sword to cut you in two so as to make an end of you both." The whole assembly cried aloud, blessing God who saves those who hope in him. They rose up against the two elders, for by their own words, Daniel had convicted them of perjury. According to the law of Moses, they inflicted on them the penalty they had plotted to impose on their neighbor. They put them to death. Thus was innocent blood spared that day. The word of the Lord. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me, he refreshes my soul. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side, with your rod and your staff that give me courage. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. But when they continued, Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I was once told that to err is human. To blame it on somebody else is even more human. Today we had the shorter version of the reading from the prophet Daniel. In the longer version, we would have heard of Susanna, who had gone to bathe in the back garden of her own home. In that garden, two men had been hiding, hoping to take advantage of her. When they were caught, they claimed that the person whom she had been with had escaped, even though they tried to stop him. It was all a setup. But as a result of it, Susanna was condemned to death. She was to be saved by the intervention of Daniel, whom the Spirit inspired to speak the truth, and it saved her life, and those who were aggressors to her were punished. In the Gospel reading, we have another false trial or conjured trial. This woman had been caught in adultery. If this had been about justice, surely the man would have been there too, because she didn't commit adultery on her own. But she was brought before Jesus, and a trap was set for Jesus. If he said the woman should be let go, he would have been breaking the Jewish laws, and he could be condemned to death. If he said that she should be stoned to death, as the law said, well, then he was going against all of the love and mercy of the Father that he had preached about. It's interesting that Jesus kneels down and begins to write on the ground. By Jesus' act of bending down and writing on the ground, he was no longer staring the woman in her face, making her feel awkward, making her feel even more guilty, condemning her in a sense. Instead, Jesus writes on the ground, and he says that those who are without sin can be the first to throw a stone. The elders, recognizing what they had done, walked away one by one. It's only when Jesus is one to one with the woman that he stands up and tells her he has not condemned her, and to go and not sin anymore. It's a beautiful message of Lent, where we stand before our God, a God of mercy and forgiveness and love, a God who is not seeking to condemn us, to judge us, to make us feel awkward or embarrass us, but a God who wants us to journey with him and not sin anymore. I think on that journey, the greatest guidance we can get has been the psalm we heard today, asking the Lord to be our shepherd. As we gather in what are difficult days, we ask the Lord to lead each one of us to those restful waters, to refresh our soul and our spirit. We ask you, Lord, to be with us in what is, in a sense, the valley of darkness as we journey with the coronavirus, and ask God's blessing and guidance on those who will lead us from this valley and restore us to health. We are confident that you are our good shepherd. You don't walk behind us, threatening us or frightening us with a staff or a stick, but you ask us to follow your voice, knowing that where we hear your voice, it is safe to follow. Lord, in these days, calm our fears, lead us from the valley of darkness, and guide us to walk by your side. We turn to the Lord with our needs and prayers this Monday morning. And so as we gather this morning, we ask you, Lord, to bless your church throughout the world and here in our own archdiocese. Lord, guide those who make decisions, who try to guide us and keep us on the right path. As we ask the Lord to bless Archbishop Jose, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who feel a little bit lost at this time, those who feel they have strayed from the path that God has called them to, perhaps those who feel condemned unjustly, as Susanna and the woman caught in adultery. Lord, help us to be a merciful, forgiving, and understanding community. May we be a people who welcome and offer forgiveness. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all those who are sick at this time. We pray for all those with every kind of illness and also the coronavirus. Lord, touch their lives with healing and strength, and be with our healthcare professionals who care for them. Lord, give them courage, confidence, and keep them well. We pray to the Lord. As we offer our Mass this morning, as always, we remember our faithful departed. In offering our Mass today, we pray for the happy repose of the soul and to mark the anniversary of Rene Kidd. May Rene and all our faithful departed live in happiness and peace with the risen Christ. We pray to the Lord. And we take a moment to pray for our own needs today, our own intentions. And as we offer and remember our own intentions, we offer this Mass for the intentions of Jasmine Whitney. Lord, we ask you to hear each one of our prayers. We pray to the Lord. Merciful Father, with humble confidence, we ask you to hear these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you.
fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
God, we ask you to receive us and please the sacrifice we offer you, the humble and contrite hearts. Lord, wash away my iniquity, cleanse me from my sins. And we pray now, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church, and the prayer over our gifts today. Strengthened by the blessing of your sacraments, we ask your continued help. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that preparing to celebrate the holy mysteries, we may bring before you, as the fruit of bodily penance, a joyful purity of heart, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty. Since, by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exultation we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. And together we proclaim the mystery of our faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Jose, our Archbishop, with the bishops, the clergy, and all of God's people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, the martyrs, and all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May we praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. United as his children, we pray together now the words our Savior left us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
We pause a moment to pray for God's peace in our own hearts, for God's peace in our home right now, for God's peace in our parish, in our community, in our world. We offer that peace to those close to us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And I invite you to join me now in our act of spiritual communion this morning. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Remember, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, the great things the Lord has done for you. He chose you for his mother. He wanted you close to his cross. He gives you a share in his glory. He listens to your prayers. Offer him our prayers of praise and thanksgiving. Present our petitions to him. Let us live like you in the love of your Son, that his kingdom may come. Lead all to the source of living water that flows from his heart, spreading over the world hope and salvation, justice and peace. See our trust in you, answer our prayers, and show yourself always our mother. Amen. And let us pray. Strengthened by the blessing of your sacraments, we pray, O Lord, that through them we may constantly be cleansed of our faults, and by following Christ, hasten our steps upward toward you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Mass is ended. We go in peace to glorify the Lord with our lives. Thanks be to God. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us the Eucharist as the memorial of your suffering and death. May our worship of this sacrament of your body and blood help us to experience the salvation you won for us and the peace of the kingdom, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. As we offer our divine praises, blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary, most holy.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary, most holy.
Blessed be your holy and immaculate conception.
Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception.
Blessed be her glorious assumption.
Blessed be her glorious assumption.
Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints.
Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints.
O angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.